Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Our focus this morning is home, home of miracles and embraces. Ozzy Ramos is here. We have not talked to Ozzy in a couple of years. Good to have Ozzy back here. And Andy Walker, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, with us. He's on the home board of directors. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for getting up early and coming in this morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Ozzy, it's been a while since we've had you in. Welcome back. Home has been around now for better part of a decade or more, and talk about how home came to be.
Well, home is right now we're probably reaching our ninth year on December the 1st, and we started off as a HIV awareness organization directed for adolescents that are actually at risk, and since then we have grown a bit. We now have kind of changed the focus of home to take on more general issues that plague young adolescents in society today. And what we try to do is we got a new saying at home that we sow, reap, and grow. So we kind of consider ourselves planters, and to ensure that these kids have a positive influence in throughout their lifetime, so that way it won't deter them away to the negative influences that young adults actually deal with in today's society.
And those negative influences, boy, they're everywhere. Everywhere you look.
Absolutely. Throughout schools, the peer pressure, the drugs, violence, gangs, teenage pregnancy, sex education, all those things, we have to, as parents and as caretakers and community leaders, we have to acknowledge the fact that this is a big thing, that these are things that plague our youth today, mm-hmm. and that we have to play an active enrollment in trying to not let these things affect them. And so we have to take a proactive approach as opposed to a reactive approach in ensuring that we build up great leaders for our future.
Home itself, rather than being an actual home, you're talking about programs and things that you do with youth to help them get on the right track, stay on the right track.
That is correct. I mean, we offer internal programs that we can go out and meet up with different schools, youth churches, youth group, any type of youth group that we can minister to and chat with. That's certainly the idea. Now, we understand that there are other organizations that are kind of doing these things and that have a focus on youth. And, of course, we can then help assist in collaborating with them just for a better future for tomorrow for them.
Well, you look at, and we're going to, as we go along this morning, talk about a number of these areas of action you're involved in, but you think of bullying and crime prevention, gang prevention, preventing teen pregnancy. These are all issues that are right out there and that are just huge issues that not only teens are dealing with, but all communities.
Yes, like you just, these are real issues. And our new, at home, we have a new logo. It actually states that I am home. So the concept of I am home is that what we're telling people is that we have to actually invest in our own kids first. We have to make sure, we have to give them that sense of being home, and we have to be home to them. So if we involve with them, if we mentor them, if we are part of their lives, then the goal is that hopefully that they would not deter into those negative influences, that they would make the right or better choices, lessen the consequences for them and those bumps that we get as kids when we want to do things our own way. And so The involvement is very critical, and the concept is simple. It's just that we have to be home to our own kids.
How did you and Andy get together?
Well, interesting. I met Ozzy probably several years ago during one of his AIDS awareness galas. But for this here, I guess we could start talking about it now. Last Veterans Day, we were meeting at Applebee's in Stafford. The NAACP Stafford chapter, normally every year, they invite veterans to come in, although the food is free, but they normally bring in a cake and have cards and stuff to just say thank you for serving.
Yeah.
And so I thought to myself, I said, you know, it's odd that, you know, you have places like Applebee's, Subways and stuff doing things for the troops, but you don't have nothing formal to recognize all of the service members, and you have a lot in this area. And I said, you know, there's something I'm certain that could be done about it. And then we came up with the idea, let's have the first salute to American veterans. Of course, in this case, a ball.
Yeah.
And since he has the organization that you can do it legitimately, because you can't just go out and have fundraisers, we hit the ground running, and I mean, it's phenomenal. Actually, it's historical because this has never been done. And so the relationship has just grown and grown because we meet every month. Now we meet every 2 weeks, and then we chat just about every day. So we've become very close.
You mentioned the salute to the American Veterans Ball is going to be November 21st at the Hospitality House in Central Park.
Yes.
And this is an exciting. You mentioned this, the fact that something like this hasn't been done. This is an exciting thing.
Oh, absolutely. We have two fantastic speakers, a Brigadier General retired, Jeffrey Horn, and he's the CEO of IVET, which is the Institute for Veterans Education and Training, which is a nonprofit organization that teams with the best in industry and the best educators to meet tough demands and transitioning our vets, you know, for solid job placement. And it's interesting that while we were looking for someone to be the keynote speaker, this general, he heard about us. I don't know if it was on Facebook. They contacted us and said, what can we do to take part in it? And so, I mean, it's just a blessing. And then we also have Command Sergeant Major Patrick Alston, who's the Command Senior Enlisted Leader for U.S. Strategic Command out at Offutt Air Force Base. So, It's really nice. I mean, I can't wait. I'm very excited.
As two of you being veterans, I'm sure you're as excited, Ozzy, yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. We have built a great coalition. We have a great committee that consists of all different branches of services, people who are retired, people who had just served. But this is a all armed forces Veterans Board, and we're very excited about that. And so we've got a lot of support. We started off with a core group of maybe three or four of us, and I think we're probably about maybe close to 15 strong now. And the entire committee are just great veterans, great people, and people who are dedicated to the cause.
When we come back, we're going to get into more about this this ball. But if someone wants to get tickets for it, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, they could go visit our site at www.iwannagohome.org and look under the event section and look for the American Veterans Ball.
Okay, iwannagohome.org is the website for home, and go to events, and that will get you all the information on the November 21st Salute to American Veterans Ball. Ozzy Ramos here, Andy Walker here. More on Town Talk coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Ozzy Ramos here, Andy Walker here. We're talking about the November Salute to the American Veterans Ball that is taking place in Central Park. Overall, the sponsor of this is Home, the home of miracles and embraces. And we've got Ozzy and Andy here. Andy, you mentioned this being the first in putting this together. I would think that for those of you who are veterans, this is something to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were excited when we sat down last Veterans Day and decided that let's do this. And, I mean, we have several veterans in there that are very energetic. And I tell you, this will be a night to remember.
Well, one of the things, too, that what kind of prompted us is that as a retiree from the armed forces, that once I retired, this was a common denominator that kind of everyone expressed kind of an interest in, is that once we got out the military, we wasn't I've been out for almost 10 years, and mm-hmm. I can tell you that I have not been reinvited to a Marine Corps board. Which I always loved. And so you have veterans that are used to participating in those customary traditions. Yeah. And not only that, but we get out the military, but the military doesn't get out of us. We, for the most of us, we still live a way of life that is instilled in us. And so the idea of doing this Salute to American Veterans Board was a way for us to kind of reignite, reconnect with our fellow veterans, along with our civilian supporting arms, the government workers. But we've opened it up to everyone, all branches of service, the general public, so on and so forth. So I think that I kind of echo Dr. Walker's words when he states that this is going to be a historical event, not only as the first, but we're going to do it, for years to come. And so I'm very, very excited about that. And it's definitely a way for us to once again reignite and connect with our fellow veterans.
And I would think just getting together and doing something like this will, and getting a lot of you veterans together in a situation like this, who knows what can come out of it. A lot of, you mentioned job placement mm-hmm. a little bit earlier about, an issue for veterans. There are a lot of things that home could get involved with, I would think, with veterans as an outgrowth of this.
Yeah, well, we are definitely looking at that. There's a lot of things that are being presented to us that we are discussing and observing, and we want to see how things go. But it definitely does open up doors for us to possibly get involved in doing some more, and particularly for veterans, directly for veterans and for veterans, whether it is transitioning from the military into civilian life, helping with employment. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's organizations that are out there, and we're definitely going to look at collaborating with them, because one of the things that we do not want to do is reinvent the wheel. Somebody's already doing it, sure. It works, then we should be supporting those people and with our supporting arms. But there are things such as homeless veterans is a big thing in America today, and we're looking at that very closely, along with female veterans female veterans who are out in the streets with their dependents. It seems to be a big problem, and so we're looking at these type of things. Veterans that are losing their homes or cannot qualify for their homes. We're looking at those things to see if we could assist in any way. And being that we just started this, it'll probably grow. And we have a lot of people that are coming on board little by little in terms of sponsorship, in terms of people that with a direct interest. And, of course, as our event grows, then people will start – that word will start to funnel out, and hopefully it'll get to other people that will then contact us to get involved, because this is something that people want to get involved with.
You mentioned sponsors. You have some sponsors for this program.
Oh, yes. I'd definitely like to take the opportunity to acknowledge our sponsors right now. I'd like to acknowledge Comcast is going to host our event. See You Clear. BW Unlimited is a professional auctioneer company. They're coming in and doing their thing. iVet Solutions from Brigadier General Jeffrey Horn, Garay Photography, American Choice Mortgage, Long and Foster, Zenergy, Joe Vance, title agent, Goodall Pelt and Copper, Geico of Fredericksburg, Noise Ninjas, who's going to be performing our DJ services, Vital Signs for our printing, and also the Hospitality House.
Andy, were you going to jump in just a second ago?
Yeah, well, there was a couple of things. I also like to mention that the Defense Threat Reduction Agency's Color Guard will participate. They volunteered to participate in it. Yeah, one of the things I wanted to bring up is the network. As we come together and created this synergy, the network, I mean, you have, like you said, it grew from initially about four people involved in this to about at least a dozen. Mm-hmm. And everyone has their own network, and it's so huge. And I mean, things are just falling into place. I mean, I know certain people do certain things, Ozzy, and when you put all of that together, yes, you know, that's how we come up with the ideas, not only for this, but with the summer camp, looking at the autism, looking at where the proceeds from the things that we do, identifying the homeless vets and so forth. So it's awesome, but I think the network is just unbelievable. We have some talented people.
And that'll be what's great for this evening. You get a lot more people together.
Oh, absolutely.
And who knows what comes out of that.
Yeah.
And it's very helpful to have people with my same energy because, you know, people that know me know that I have high energy. And it's great to be around like-minded people that can actually go out, do things, and make a difference.
When we were just talking this a second ago, Ozzy, it occurred to me that if you had done this 15, 20, 25 years ago, would have been a much older crowd. Now with the way the world is and so many veterans are so young, there'll be a really wide cross-section of people there.
Yes. So I think it'll be a win-win situation. And not only that, but as I alluded to before, we also have to understand that we have made a connection in terms of kids that we support. For example, you got kids that are in ROTC programs currently right now and throughout America, but we're talking about in particular this particular region. And not all, but some of those kids are going to wind up going into the military. They're going to be the future leader, the leaders of America. And so what we want to do is we definitely want to lift them up. And depending on what we raise, and there'll be a certain portion designated to go to a particular school here in the Stafford-Fredericksburg area or even Spotsylvania. We'll select a school, and we would bless that school with a donation. We don't know how much we are going to make, so what we want to do is pick one school every year following this particular event. And instead of taking one donation and spreading it throughout eight different ROTC's programs, which would probably be very little and may not have any impact at all, we'd rather try to, you know, bless one organization, one school, and then move forward with that. There's a couple of other things that we are looking at as well, and I think Dr. Walker already attested to it, but besides the ROTC, we also have a camp that we're going to do for kids in 2016, and we could talk more about that later on.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Yeah, and of course, we, in order for us to continue to exist, then we have to have money in our home account so that way we are able to continue to do these things and also maybe these type of events in the future. And then we got our veterans. So it's going to be divided. Proceeds are going to be divided probably in 25% increments to home organization, ROTC, our camp fund, and veterans. So more to come on that.
And if you want information on the event and you want tickets and that kind of thing, go to iwanttogohome.org and that'll give you all the information. Go to the events tab. And
go to the events tab. Yes,
that
absolutely.
Has all the information. November 21st. Andy, you gave the times. When does it start?
It starts at 6 p.m. and it ends at midnight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
You can also, too, if you choose to, you can get a room there at the hotel. So, I mean, if it's too late for you, you're traveling a distance, on the website, there's also a link to the hotel. We have a block of rooms reserved.
Yes, so we got rooms available, and we also as an organization, we act responsibly. And so we're looking right now of probably getting a cab company just in case those, you know, you've drank a little bit too much or whatever the case may be. Of course, we want to maintain that to a low roar. But in case anybody needs to get from point A to point B, then we'll have some cabs on standby to get them there safely.
Timing is good, too. You're about just, you know, 10 days or so away from Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. So this is a nice time to be planning an event like this.
Yes. And like Andy said in the beginning, we had a luncheon at Applebee's in Stafford last year, and it so happened to be on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And so we decided that, being that I've done these type of events before, at least events in general, that I do know that it takes time to plan. And so we put on our sites that the following in around Veterans Day, that's where we wanted to do it, and we ended up getting the place available on November 21st. Mm-hmm. And so we would just move forward with that.
Again, it's November 21st. Salute to American Veterans Ball. It's at the Hospitality House in Central Park. iwanttogohome.org. Go there, click on events, and you'll see all the information, and you can sign up for it and bring along some friends. Ozzie Ramos here, Andy Walker here. We're talking about the work of Home. We will continue this conversation when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I have the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking with Ozzie Ramos and Andy Walker this morning. They're involved with Home, Home of Miracles and Embraces. And they're also behind the November 21st salute to the American Veterans Ball. It's at the Hospitality House in Central Park. iwanttogohome.org and click on events, and you can find out all the information there about that. Andy, we were just talking off air that this is the first year for this, but we've talked about the enthusiasm for it. A lot of people have signed up, and if you're thinking this is something you want to do, don't wait, because you may find that it's a sellout soon.
The tickets are selling very fast. In fact, when the committee first got together, we decided that we would determine how many tickets at least each one of us should sell. And so we'd say we're responsible for two tables.
Yeah.
And of course, there are 10 people at a table. And I can tell you, and I'm proud to tell you, that I'm working on my seventh table. And I anticipate that I'll have at least 10 before this happens, because every time I meet someone, tell them about it, or send them the website, I'm going. I want to be part of it. And I think it's important to mention, too, that although it's a veterans ball, there's a lot of active duty military involved. So this is for active duty veterans, family, and friends. So I would say come on out, look at the website, and get your tickets as soon as possible, because they are selling fast.
That's exciting. Again, it's November 21st, so you've got a little bit of time, but don't figure, you know, let me wait a few weeks, or I'll get it a few weeks ahead of time. There may not be tickets there. The program itself, what's the emphasis of the program that you have that night going to be? Do you know what the keynote speaker might be going to focus in on?
Well, I think Brigadier General is Jeffrey Horn is going to make that connection of transitioning veterans. He's going to talk a little bit about resources available to them. He's going to talk about homelessness, and he's going to also have a connection in between our youth and our future leaders of America.
That whole transitioning from the military into everyday life, you kind of mentioned it a few minutes ago, Ozzie, about just how you may have left the military, but the military's still in you. And how difficult is that transition to go from a real rigid kind of lifestyle to out of the military?
Well, it could be very, very, troublesome for some people. Mm-hmm. And it could, if you prepare for that transition, it could definitely be a smooth and positive transition. The fact that we are dealing with a generation of military members who have been exposed to the most recent wars and involvement with that. We're dealing with a special element of special needs, more so than ever before. People, veterans with PTSD, and since they've been away, they come back, and they now they got broken homes and kids, and so the exposure to the elements of war has also played a major role in a lot of these things, having homeless veterans, so on and so forth. So it's a big thing to transition from the military. If sometimes it may be all that people know, it may be their home, okay? Mm-hmm. It may be their home, and home is a place where you find refuge, where you find, where you can identify with, where you feel safe, and this is what you know, this is what you are accustomed to. And so once people get taken out of that place that they do call home, it could be quite troublesome for them. Not for all, for some. I was able to make a good transition, and I focus on my passion and in doing what I like to do now, and serve the community and the public at large. And my passion has always kind of been kids and my focus.
Yeah.
But I was prepared for that, and so with organizations that are out there right now doing great work in helping that transition, we definitely salute them.
You know, I'd like to add one thing to that. You know, in the military, there's a lot of, military specialties that's unique for the military, but really have no place in civilian society. I'll give you a case in point. You know, infantry, love them. They play a major role naturally in the military. But if I'm a tank driver and been a tank driver for all my life, where does that fit in on the outside, you know, in the civilian sector? So trying to find a way to transition. I spoke to one lady when I was going through physical therapy. Her husband was a Sergeant Major E-9 in the Marine Corps. He was in infantry. He got out, he couldn't find a job, and he had been out for at least 15 years. I mean, very smart, but where do I place that talent? So things like this, this transitioning program, that's where it helps.
Absolutely. And so what we want to do is we want to bring resources to the table, and hopefully people at the event that they can get points of contacts, mm-hmm. and they can get help. And sometimes it's all about getting a phone number, meeting someone, and doing a grip and grin just to find out that, hey, there are available resources. A lot of people don't know, but the VA, the Veterans Administration, offer a wide range of benefits. And of course, if you don't know how to tap into those things and get veterans to call the VA for assistance and so on and so forth, they would never know. So there are resources. We want to also now bring an awareness of those resources so they can get the help that they actually, whether it's help or whether it's benefits that they are entitled to.
I know Germanna Community College has a program for veterans, and Bob Dixon from Germanna has been here before and talked about how a lot of people come out of the military and have skills that are just off the charts. And like you mentioned, a tank driver, and it's just a question of funneling in and being able to know how to apply that and to talk to an employer, right, about what they can do.
Well, right. You got to meet the right people. I mean, right. You got to meet the right people that can that understand those special skill sets that we develop as veterans, mm-hmm. and then based on those skill sets, is direct them to the right people so yep. that they can get plugged into the right networking group and resources.
November 21st, the Salute to American Veterans Ball at the Hospitality House in Central Park. iwantogohome.org. Click on events, and that will give you information about that. We're talking with Ozzie Ramos and Andy Walker this morning. Ozzie, you've mentioned about this youth camp. That'll be next summer, but let's talk about that. That's for kids, and looks like a lot of excitement there.
Well, I'm very excited about the camp. This is something that I've been dreaming about for a very long time in terms of the vision of home, and it's starting to formulate. We have already contracted with Camp Happy Trails in Charlottesville, Virginia, to rent their camp out for about a period of 5 days. It's going to go from August the 14th through August the 18th, 2016. And so we're going to take kids up there. We're probably going to take about 75 to 100 kids there to camp. and we're going to have a great time. We are going to let kids be kids and have fun, and they're going to be exposed to a wide range of activities. So there's going to be archery, there's going to be rock climbing, there's going to be the pool, there's going to be zip lining, and a lot of things to build up self-confidence, to build empowerment, to sharpen those leadership skills. And at the same time, too, home, our staff and our volunteers and our board of directors, we're going to be there to sow some seeds and sow good seeds. These are the type of experiences that kids don't ever forget. And so the whole object of us sowing good seeds is that as they grow, as they these kids grow older and they go through the different stages of life, that they'll come across the people or mentors, organizations, businesses. As they grow older, that those in their pathway, somebody will come along and water our seeds and see them reap and then grow. And that's the whole object. We just want to do our little piece of the pie and for a better tomorrow.
And so often all kids need is to have somebody, a role model, and to have, I just think if I'm a kid and I'm there and I'm around either of you two, I mean, there's two great role models right in front of me.
Well, I appreciate that. And so that's what home signifies, that we are home. Each and every one of us, you, Andy, myself, we all can take a part of ownership of our concept in investing in our kids. And I certainly can attest that when I was a young person, and I was a big knucklehead, I was lucky to have had a lot of people that had crossed my path, and they were not there forever, but you run into people for a certain time frame that are there, that are meant for us, for them to be there in our lives for one reason or another. And as I reflect back, I do recall going to a camp one time when I was younger with the Boy Scouts. It's something that I have never forgotten, and it was just a time that I could see that there was some seeds sown in me that now has manifested for me to do the same to other kids as well. So.
Yeah, because it is a mentoring program.
That's what it is all about.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I've been fortunate enough for about the past 15 years to mentor at the Prince William County Juvenile Detention Center. And as Audie stated, that you never know when you plant a seed how it's going to develop. You just hope that it falls on fertile ground. And I will just share this. I know it has nothing exactly to do with this, but in making a difference in a kid's life, there is one kid that was there often at the juvenile detention center. And one day we had what they call Warrior Brothers Luncheon. And essentially what it is, you have two kids and one adult. And, you know, you get to know each other, and then, you know, pizza and stuff like that. And then when it's over, you get to introduce your warrior brother. And one gentleman that I had mentored for quite some time, he stood up and said, "Well, this is my warrior brother, Andy Walker." And then he said at the end, he said, "He's the closest thing I ever had as a father."
Mm. Huh. Wow.
You know, I mean, you just never know the difference that it makes.
I was just going to say.
We're about to get emotional up ahead. No, but that is touching, and that's what we – that's what we look to do, is to touch kids like that.
Yeah.
And I commend you, Andy, for doing that and sharing that story.
Yeah. Now, you think about it, because you probably, that had to, that surprise you when he said
oh,
that?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was speechless.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at some of the adults there, the mentors there, and they were, I mean, what could you say? You know, you just know that it made a difference, and it made me understand that although you may not think that you're getting through to these kids, you are.
Yeah.
You know, and never give up.
And although you're dealing with them in a situation, obviously, where they had gotten into trouble, you had no way of knowing. You did, people put up fronts act like everything's okay, but obviously everything wasn't okay on a number of fronts, and you were there in that situation.
Yeah, because it's often said that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's what this is about. I mean, this is genuine care. You know, I mean, our hearts and souls in it. And it's, and a spiritual base too, and I think that's very important to add too.
Again, this youth camp is next August, 14th through the 18th in the Charlottesville area. I'm assuming that information on the camp is also at the I Want to Go Home .org website.
Same place under the events tab. You'll first see the American Veterans Ball, and then you'll see the youth camp 2016. I think very excited about it.
We do need to ask though, Ozzy. I'm wondering if you're going to be there and part of it. Are you going to be? Is the Marine Ozzy going to come out? And you're going to be making sure everyone acts like a Marine?
No, this is not boot camp. This is not boot camp.
But I just wonder with Ozzy, his enthusiasm. I can see.
Well,
by the
enthusiasm is going to be there, and Ozzy will certainly be there as well. But we definitely want to make this experience for these kids a once in a lifetime experience. Yeah. Something that they could always reflect back, and also the biggest thing for us is that then they pay it forward, and that's the whole goal of the entire camp.
Yeah.
Now this all a lot of things. One person that I have not mentioned that I should mention is that my son, Louis Brigado with Think Big International. Louis is a stepchild that I raised, but I consider him my own son, and been with me for a long time. And Louis has created what we know right now to be home. He's created all the images. He's created a lot of the vision of home. He's always taken a seat, a back seat to everything. But everything that we do and our logos and the things that we do are all driven by, a combination of my vision and then his expertise in implementing those messages through images and videos. And so, Louis, if you're out there, I love you. I appreciate you. And you are home for sure.
Ozzy Ramos here. Andy Walker here. We're talking about the work of Home, Home of Miracles and Embraces. They are sponsoring and involved in, on November 21st, Salute to American Veterans Ball in Central Park. I want to go home.org. We'll give you all the information if you're just tuning in right now, and we'll talk about that as we wrap it up this morning about how you can get involved with the November 21st event. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is home, the home of miracles and embraces. Ozzy Ramos and Andy Walker here. We're going to wrap up in a second and give you all the information again about the salute to the American Veterans Ball on the 21st. But Ozzy, if someone wants to get involved in the work of home and in the work that you're doing in kids' lives and with veterans too, looking for volunteers?
Always looking for volunteers. We definitely could use them. And all volunteers are subject to a comprehensive background check. Mm-hmm. We do check out everybody that holds hands with us. And all they have to do is go either send us an email to volunteers@iwantogohome.org or give us a call directly, 540-288-7100.
288-7100.
Yes, sir.
The phone number for a home. And a good chance to get involved in a number of things. And you can find out where people's skill set is and plug them in where they need to go. Before we get out of here, the November 21st event, again, to talk about it, it's the Salute to American Veterans Ball.
Yes, November 21st on Saturday. We look forward to seeing everyone there. We want to sell out this event, and I think that we're very close. We're probably about 120 tickets short of that right now, and with almost 30 days, I think we're pretty confident that we may see this sold out for the first time. Maximum capacity is 400, so we're looking forward to that.
And it is open to military, active duty, veterans, family, friends, so you know, come on out.
You know, this our event is supporting a wide range of things, but more so our own kids. I myself have a daughter, Isabella, and she's 5 years old, and I definitely want her to live in a better place for tomorrow. And so I'm doing everything that I could do within my own power to be her own home and something that she could reflect back and understand that it's about community, it's about serving.
Well, and the fact, Andy, you talked just a few minutes ago, we started the show, but it was a year ago, you and Ozzy and others were just sitting around at an Applebee's talking about this, and a year later, you're coming up with the first of its kind event.
Yes, and you know, there was someone from each branch of service, I think it was five of us, so yep. All of the services were yep. represented, and like I said, we sat there and we just thought about it, said, you know, first, we always joke about the different services. You know,
sure.
Everyone loves the Air Force. Oh.
Well, we get on Andy because he's the only one that when we go out to eat uses a fork and a knife.
Anyway. Yeah, but like I said, we sit there and we just thought that, you know, it's nice what Applebee's doing and, you know,
yes.
other people that yes, give to right. the veterans. But I said, but there's nothing across the board, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard to bring everyone together.
Yeah.
You know, and then we came up with this concept, and we hit the ground running about 30 days later and haven't looked back.
Yes, and Andy is right. We have picked up a lot of momentum, enthusiasm, and hey, you give someone from the military a mission, and we carry it out to the fullest, and we are leadership by example. Of course, at home, we say that we do the right things for the right reasons, even when no one else is looking.
Real quick, you've got sponsors for this. You want to run through those real quick?
Yeah. Once again, I'd like to thank Comcast, who's been a great supporter of ours, American Choice Mortgage, Long & Forster, Zenergy, Joe Vance, good old Pelt & Copper, Geico of Fredericksburg, my son Noise Ninjas, doing the DJ, Vital Signs and Designs by Phil Lux, the Hospitality House, BW Unlimited, IVET Solutions, Garay Photography, and See You Clear.
Ozzy Ramos, Andy Walker, November 21st, Salute to American Veterans Ball, IWantToGoHome.org. Thank you both for coming in. Great to have you here.
Appreciate
you.
The opportunity.
That's it for Town Talk. See you next time on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.